This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. What did I say to start this show at 3 o'clock? I started my radio show in hour number one, 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock East Coast. And I said that old Chinese wisdom saying is, may you live at interesting times. Nothing could be more important to ancient Chinese wisdom than you want to live in interesting times. Everybody wants to. We live in interesting times. Thanks to Donald Trump. Thanks to the crazy mentally deranged anti-Trump people out there. By the way, we are taking calls today, and we are operating with our local Dallas number again today. So the number is 214-810-TALK. 214 area code 810-TALK. We'll take your calls. 214-810-8255. Should have our 800 number either tomorrow or Monday. New toll-free from anywhere in the United States. But in the meantime, on a cell phone, it's just like a local call. It doesn't cost any more than calling your neighbor across the street. 214-810-TALK. So we love to take your calls. Please ring us. I am Wayne Allyn Root, your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. And I may love my country, but I fear and distrust sometimes my government. And that's sad. And that's why I believe in the Second Amendment. In the end, it's all about having the ability and the right to defend ourselves. So the phone number is 214-810-TALK. 214-810-8255. Big news stories in America today. I think the number one story, Rudy Giuliani, one of my heroes. Remember, I'm the ultimate New Yorker, and Rudy Giuliani was, I believe, the greatest mayor in the history of New York. And Rudy Giuliani is joining the Trump legal team to negotiate an end to the Mueller witch hunt, or the Mueller witch hunt. And so, for the good of the nation, Rudy Giuliani thinks we have to negotiate an end to this ridiculous witch hunt, and I'm with Rudy. And if anybody could do it, it's Rudy Giuliani, America's prosecutor, the man who put John Gotti away. Great job. The DOJ Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, investigated all the FBI shenanigans, and he's come out with a report that refers Andrew McCabe for criminal prosecution. Glory, hallelujah. Andrew McCabe, criminal prosecution. Let's see if Jeff Sessions has the cojones to do what needs to be done. McCabe is a bad guy. I said this from day one. I wrote about it multiple times in newspaper articles and on conservative websites all over the United States that my belief was McCabe is a bad guy, one of the worst guys in the history of the FBI, and it's all turning out to be true. And I wrote about this 2 years ago, about his wife getting $800,000 or so in two tranches from Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, one of the Clintons' best friends, their bag man, their biggest fundraiser, and he gives her the money, and he just happens to be big shot in the FBI who's going to be investigating Hillary. These FBI guys, always in the right place at the right time. Mueller, McCabe, Comey, and Rosenstein, always in the right time for the last 30 years to protect the Clintons. Did you know that? At every level of trouble the Clintons were in, there was always either Comey, Mueller, Rosenstein, or McCabe to bail them out of trouble and fix the situation so they didn't get in trouble. Amazing. Here's Tom Fitton's statement. I love Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. When the IRS tried to destroy me, Tom Fitton took them on, and he won. Sam Landis was the lawyer that took them on and won for me. You know how I feel about my great legal friend, Sam Landis of the Landis Tax Group. But Fitton, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, took my case after Sam Lantis had beaten the IRS not once but twice on my behalf. Then Fitton took my case, and he proved that it was political persecution, not prosecution, persecution. Because of my political beliefs, I was persecuted by the IRS, and we proved it. We got a hold of my IRS files, and we proved it. Here's Fitton's response about the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz referring prosecution for Andrew McCabe. The wheels of justice have finally caught up with McCabe for repeatedly lying under oath to investigators. It's high time America had some accountability for his misconduct. Judicial Watch uncovered documents about McCabe's conflicted handling of the Clinton investigation that should have triggered action months ago. Judicial Watch's fines on FBI and McCabe corruption generated irresistible public pressure for accountability. McCabe's potential criminal acts on James Comey's watch are further proof that both the Clinton email and Trump-Russia investigations were irredeemably compromised. The Clinton email investigation was a sham. The Trump-Russia investigation is an abuse. Unfortunately, the cover-up continues. The Justice Department and the FBI are playing shell games and refusing to turn over McCabe text messages in Judicial Watch's Freedom of Information Act litigation. So you hear what Tom Fitton has to say. Victory is ours. And let's hope that Jeff Sessions is not so compromised, so blackmailed, so dirty, so corrupt that he can't accept Michael Horowitz's referral that McCabe should be prosecuted. Other good news, the DOJ, Department of Justice, caves. They'll hand over the Comey memos later today. Good job. Federal judge hears Paul Manafort's complaints and raises doubts on the scope of Mueller's witch hunt. Another possible victory. Rod Rosenstein tells Trump that Trump is not the target of the Michael Cohen investigation. Not the target. And so, more good news. Now we get on to the idiocy of liberals. Andrew Cuomo claims he's undocumented and challenges officials to deport him. Now, here's the idiotic reasoning of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and Mario Cuomo's son, and Chris Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, of course, the revoltingly liberal CNN anchorman and host, who got his job because his last name is Cuomo. You know, Wayne Root can tell you, when I was 26 years old, I was hired as the youngest anchorman in the United States of America by CNBC. And I didn't have a daddy who had any connections. I knew no one in the TV business. I was hired because I was talented. I wasn't hired because of my last name. Nobody knew the name Root. But Chris Cuomo got hired at CNN out of hundreds of others that are equally or far more talented because his daddy was Mario Cuomo and his brother was the governor of New York. In any case, Andrew Cuomo claims he's undocumented. This is the mentality, the mental disturbance of liberals. Because his grandparents came from Italy and they were poor, Andrew Cuomo has a persecution complex. He thinks he's the same as a poor person from Mexico who's undocumented. You know what undocumented means? Illegal. They broke the law to come here. Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo's grandfather, Mario Cuomo's father, did not come to America illegally. He came and she came, his grandparents, through Ellis Island, just like my Jewish grandparents came through Ellis Island. They did nothing wrong. They followed the law. They came to America at a time where there was no welfare, there was no food stamps, there was no disability, there was no aid to dependent children, there was no housing allowance. Nobody came here illegally, and they weren't allowed to get any government checks. So they came here to work or they starved. And yet Andrew Cuomo's trying to fake you out with his fake news, trying to convince you that his family was once in the same position as the average illegal immigrant in America today. And it's just not true. As a matter of fact, new study came out. 94% of all prisoners in the federal prison system of the United States who are immigrants are illegal immigrants. So, again, 94%, that means only 6% of all legal immigrants are in prison for committing crimes. 94% of illegal immigrants in federal prison are there for a reason other than crossing the border illegally. They're in prison because they committed felonies. So illegal immigrants are the problem in America, not legal immigrants. And Andrew Cuomo has it wrong. Conservatives and Republicans like me have no problem with immigration. We have a problem with illegal immigration. They don't get that. Meanwhile, they're trying their best, and it's not working. The reality is that Donald Trump's popularity among evangelical Christians is the highest it's ever been. He's at 75% in the polling, the highest he's ever been. The highest last year was 74%. Now he's at 75%. Despite all this negative press and despite the raid on Michael Cohen, his lawyer's personal lawyer's office, home, and hotel room, despite the whole Mueller investigation, you are losing badly, liberals. Trump's approval is fantastic at Rasmussen, 50%, and he would win re-election in a landslide. And among evangelicals, they're not falling for the Stormy Daniels lies. He's at 75%. How about Hillary Clinton's approval at Rasmussen? Well, Trump's at 50. Hillary is sinking to 27% approval. Amazing. And here's the reason why, folks. Let me tell you why. Because Democrats are stark, raving crazy. Revealed, the Democratic agenda includes reparations. Wealthy liberal donors are plotting at this moment for free college for everyone, massive tax increases, universal health care, and reparations. How scary is that? Wild, huh? Wild stuff. Who's going to vote for that? If they tell you the truth, no one. We're going to take a quick break. Newsmax TV, USA Radio, when we get back, more from Wayne Allyn Root. Be right back. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. If you're listening, Newsmax TV. If you're watching, I call it the Power Hour. I love being on Newsmax TV. It's the hour that charges me up, motivates me to give you the greatest show of my life. Love speaking to all of you on national TV and tell you like it is, raw truth to power. Phone number, by the way, 214-810-TALK. Just for tonight and maybe one more day tomorrow, but let's hope tomorrow we have the national toll-free 800 number available, but tonight it's 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. Love to take your calls, although we will have a guest coming up. So if you call now, I'll grab some calls now, and I'll grab them in the last segment of the show. But we will have a guest at the bottom of the hour, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st District. He's among 11 House Republicans to sign a letter demanding prosecutions for Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and others. So I want to hear what he has to say, and I want to hear how he thinks, what he thinks about the Inspector General Michael Horowitz of the Department of Justice and his referral of criminal actions against Andrew McCabe, who I think is the worst bad guy in the history of the FBI. Real bad, bad guy. First, I want to go over a couple things that came out today. I've been fighting the fight for a long time that when Republicans are elected, They need to reward the people that elected them. When I vote for Republican, I'm voting for the wall. I'm voting for lower taxes. I'm voting for less regulations. I'm voting for you to be pro-business and treat me nice as a businessman. I'm voting for you to, you know, I can think of a thousand things that conservatives believe in. I'm voting for you to kill and repeal Obamacare. I'm voting for you to not listen to the climate change loonies. And yet, when Republicans get in, they very often bend and become moderate and claim I'm now a senator for all the people. But Democrats don't do that. And I've said that for years. Democrats never do that. When Democrats win office, they rule only for Democrats. Tell me what Obama ever did for me. Nothing. Did Obama ever cut my taxes? No. Did he cut my regulations? No. Quite the opposite on both. He made it impossible to even do business. Did he cut my health care costs? No. He said he'd make the average person save, what was it, like $2,500 a year, the average family? And instead it went up by $5,000 a year? Did he help me with that? No. Does he help my electric bill with green energy and climate change? No. Did he build the wall? No. He left the borders open. Everything Obama did was destructive to middle class, upper middle class, and maybe most importantly, small business. He didn't rule for me because he was president of all the people. He ruled for the liberals that elected him. So the American Conservative Union Foundation released its ratings of all federal members of Congress, meaning senators and congressmen and women. And here in Nevada, here are the ratings. You know, from 0 to 100, you get ratings. And if you're conservative, you're at 100. And if you're a liberal, you might be at 20 or 30. Can you imagine in Nevada, wild west, cowboy frontier state of Nevada, we have mostly liberals serving us. Our United States Senator, Republican, is Dean Heller. He got a 76% rating. As far as Republicans go, that's pretty miserable. I want you to be close to 100, somewhere between 90 and 100. He got a 76% rating. But that looks darn good compared to the rest of our delegation. United States Senator Cortez Masto is a Democrat, female, Hispanic. She got a zero rating. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody get a zero rating in history. She got a zero. Barack Obama, at his worst, never got a zero rating. The people at the bottom of the heritage ratings in the Democratic Party usually get like 10, 11, 9, 8, single digits. I've never seen a zero before in my entire life. I don't know that Bernie Sanders ever got a zero. Probably not, because Bernie Sanders is pro-gun. He's actually conservative on a few little issues, enough to get him probably like a single digit 9 rating, 8 rating, 7 rating. Cortez Masto, zero. On the 0 to 100 scale, I mean, that's it, Marxist. That's how bad our United States Senator Democrat is. So is she ruling for me? Once she won office, is she fighting for me? No. How about our congresspeople? Representative Ruben Kuhn gets an 8%. Representative Dina Titus, 8%. Representative Jackie Rosen, now running for U.S. Senate against Dean Heller, 4%. So what do they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? But actually what happens in Nevada spreads out to the whole country. Liberals claim that when a Republican wins, he's supposed to rule for all the people and be balanced and be moderate and compromise. Are they balanced? Are they moderate? Have they ever compromised when their voting record is zero on a scale of 0 to 100? They're liars. And most importantly, they're Marxists. They're socialists. They're not progressives. They're not liberals. They're Marxists, socialists, and communists. And they believe in the same things as the United States Communist Party. Believe it or not, I looked it up. The United States Communist Party, if you look at their plank and their platform, it matches exactly with everything the Democratic Party believes in. But someone who gets a zero rating, she's a winner for communists. Ding, ding, ding. That's your winner. Commie winner. Unbelievable. Wait, and in Nevada, in the Wild West, Wayne Allyn, more now. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. A root for Blue Blocker sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return it within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, went on a Sunday chat show and said that the United States would be putting more economic sanctions on Russia. This caused pushback among other White House staffers who said Haley may have been confused. Today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin clears everything up.
After Nikki made that announcement between Sunday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, we refined the strategy, and we will continue to refine the strategy. We're not afraid to use these tools. We will use these tools, but we're not going to broadcast to the world our exact thinking on this.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.76. That's according to GasBuddy.com. Gas prices have not been this high since 2015, and it's all due to increased oil demand and switching over to that summer blend of gas. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, we're now. Welcome back to the show, Newsmax TV. 50 million homes, DirecTV Channel 349, Dish TV Channel 216, many cable systems around the country, Fios, UVerse, CenturyLink, and many others. And you can always watch us at NewsmaxTV.com or at Stream Live at YouTube.com on the Newsmax channel. We've got a... district. It's his first term, and I can tell you right now he's doing a great job. He's made a great impression on me. I notice him all the time in the media, and he's among the 11 House Republicans to sign a letter demanding prosecutions for Clinton and Comey and McCabe and others. So welcome to the show, Congressman Matt Gaetz. How are you, Matt?
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I'm good because I'm back in Florida and out of the D.C. swamp, so that's always a good day.
That's always a good day. So I assume not only have you joined those 11 House Republicans to sign a letter demanding prosecutions, but you've got to be very happy knowing that the Inspector General of the DOJ, Michael Horowitz, today sent a criminal referral for McCabe to the federal prosecutor. That's got to be good news and music to your ears, right?
Well, it is the right thing to do. Remember, it was Andrew McCabe's own colleagues who concluded that he lied at least four times, at least twice under oath, and he was lying to protect his desire to shape public opinion through the use of the media. And that really is the problem and the thread that we see linking all the way back to James Comey. You know, I mean, you see it now with Comey's book tour. You see it with this McCabe referral to the United States Attorney's Office for criminal prosecution. There was a culture with the guy who was the director of the FBI and the guy who was the deputy director of the FBI trying to use the media, shape public opinion. And that's not investigative work. That's political work. And that's what's been so frustrating to a number of us on the Judiciary Committee. We want to see an FBI that's not engaged in politics and public opinion shaping, but that just goes and gathers the facts and the evidence. And that's really what rule of law requires. And, you know, I'm hopeful that this is the first of several prosecutions of what I perceive to be lying, perjury, and potentially even obstruction of justice.
Well, I mean, the million-dollar question is, Congressman Matt Gaetz, what is the deal with Jeff Sessions? I mean, I suppose you're not someone who's going to say out loud you think he's been compromised, but I could say it out loud because I'm a TV host. I believe he went from a pit bull to a lap dog because he's been compromised. Someone's blackmailing Jeff Sessions. Someone knows something about Jeff Sessions because he's far too nice to all these bad people, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, McCabe, the whole sad list. I don't understand why Sessions just ignores the terrible things these people have done and the conspiracy they've been involved in. Doesn't it shock you that they haven't been prosecuted to date?
It really does. I don't know what Jeff Sessions was waiting for. I don't know if he's compromised or if he's got low T. But, you know, the Attorney General is just not doing the job of the Attorney General. There have been extraordinary circumstances where you've had, you know, people, I mean, the guy who is the head of counterintelligence for our country's FBI was sending text messages to his mistress about how much he hated Donald Trump, and they were discussing meeting up to create an insurance policy in the event of his election. I mean, this is really troubling stuff, and it's not like one-off, right? It's not like you've just got, you know,
right.
McCabe, or you've just got Strzok and Page. I mean, you've got this whole web of people who I think are just, you know, were so upset with Donald Trump's election to the presidency that they were willing to do extraordinary things to, you know, to talk about him in unspeakable terms, and now, you know, to try to just trash him while he's doing the things that we're all hoping he'll do to disrupt Washington and to change things. You know, I mean, in my district, what I hear from folks is they wanted Donald Trump to go up there and shake things up, and they expected that if he did, sure, it would be bumpy. You know, sure, the establishment would fight back, but that Donald Trump basically didn't care, that he was going up there to make things different and to change the systems that have failed the American people.
But I don't think anyone in your district or anywhere else, I know I didn't ever in my wildest imagination, A, expect that it would be this bad and the conspiracy to be this thick, and B, I never imagined anybody would try and break attorney-client privilege. That's the one that really shocks me and saddens me and sickens me. That means if there's an authoritative government in there and they want to destroy you, they could just go to your lawyer and just try and steal his records and then try and literally he could face 100 years in jail and they could twist his arm and say, you've got to turn state's evidence against your own clients. How can I ever trust my attorney ever again? You're never safe. The government has a right to ask what you said to your attorney? I never imagined that could happen in my America.
I think that Bob Mueller's strategy is pretty clear, right? He's going and finding people who have had some close proximity to Donald Trump at one point or another. You know, Manafort, Gates, you know, they thought at one point Roger Stone, you know, now you've got Cohen. And what I think Mueller's strategy is to squeeze all these people, threaten them with a ton of prison time for things that they've done that have nothing to do with foreign interference, right? But just some other weakness or vulnerability that can be exploited. And the only way out for those folks will be to craft a narrative that probably isn't even true about Donald Trump. And, you know, it is a troubling circumstance to see that unfold before our very eyes. It's one of the reasons I think the Mueller probe needs to be wrapped up. I think they've got a biased team. And that bias is reflected in the tactics that are being used that are so violative of legal norms.
I assume you think it's a great idea. I know I do. I was thrilled and relieved to hear that Trump has added Rudy Giuliani to his defense team. I think that was an A-plus move. What do you say, Congressman Matt Gaetz?
Well, you know, we've seen before that in, you know, times where the president has needed sound and sage advice, he's turned to Mayor Giuliani. You know, I think, you know, Mayor Giuliani was one of the people counseling the president that, you know, in the wake of the crazy Access Hollywood tape, the American people were actually going to see through personal frailties and personal mistakes to an uplifted economy and a restored America and a rebuilt military and a secured border as the things that matter to them more than tabloid gossip. And, you know, I still think that's the case, right? Like, you turn on the media, and it's just CNN and MSNBC, and even to some extent Fox News, focusing on all these, like, salacious details and crazy
right.
things going on in the news. But the American people are focused on the fact that their personal economic conditions are improving. You know, at that business you work at, maybe they're opening a new branch instead of closing one, like they were under the Obama economy. You know, maybe you're thinking this might be a year you're getting a bonus or a raise or a promotion. There's just a sense of economic optimism that is so much more important than what the mainstream media is focused on.
You know, I never believed the polls. Matt Gaetz, you may not know this about me, but I was in the media nonstop during the entire Trump campaign for 2 years. From the time he declared for president, I wrote the commentary at Fox News. I said, you're looking at the next president of the United States. He was at 2% in the polls when I wrote that. And I kept telling people the polls are wrong, just like they were wrong with Brexit, because I speak to so many tourists in Las Vegas, and I knew that Trump was going to win. And I believe today all these nervous Nellies and Paul Ryan was, you know, stepping down, and everybody seems to think a disaster is coming and it's going to be a 50-seat blue wave. That's nonsense. People have more money in their paycheck, and they're angry about the attorney-client raid on Trump's lawyer. They see the overreach by Mueller. I honestly believe that we're going to either gain a couple of seats in the House, or we're going to lose a couple of seats, but we're going to, either way, we're going to keep our lead and hold on the House, and we're going to expand in the Senate. Trump's approval ratings are at 50% on Rasmussen, far above where Obama is, was at the same stage, and far above where Hillary Clinton is right now. She's at 27% at the same poll. I think we're in great shape, and I think these nervous nillies are wrong. What do you think about the upcoming election in November?
Well, I'm going to throw out an alternate paradigm that concerns me. I certainly hope you're right. But here's what I worry about. I think people see the president as the disruptor that they elected, and I think that they believe that he can continue that progress so that the country prospers more. But I also think there's an undercurrent of disappointment with the Republican Congress.
Yes,
you know, folks still don't understand why we didn't put a real repeal of Obamacare on the president's desk. They don't understand why we haven't cut spending, why we legislated like Nancy Pelosi in the passage of the omnibus bill, why we couldn't separate our military and fund them without giving Chuck Schumer everything on his what I want for Christmas list, right? And so, like, my concern is that we really could be facing in the upcoming cycle, because people just say, well, I'll show up and vote for Trump, but I'm not as enthusiastic about my congressional Republicans. That's why we as a Republican Congress need to run through the tape of the 115th Congress. We need to be bold. We need to get to some spending cuts, some entitlement reform. We need to build this wall. We need to get an immigration policy that puts America first. And if we just kind of wait around and slide into the election season, my fear is that our inaction will dampen the enthusiasm of the electorate that believes in Donald Trump.
Well, listen, I'm on your team and I'm on your side, Matt, and I think you're right. It's just that we have a gift that keeps on giving, kind of like herpes, and it's the Democratic Party. I saw today that if they're elected, they think they're going to pass reparations for black Americans because of slavery from 150 and 200 years ago. I see they want free college. They want massive tax hikes that will repeal the Trump tax cuts that have made the economy work. I mean, these people are the gift that keeps on giving. So I do agree the Republican Congress sucks. Not you. You're a good guy, but the Freedom Caucus is good, but the Republican Congress in general is filled with rhino establishment losertarians, and they could hurt us, but I think the alternative is so bad, and they're so dumb and ignorant at what they're saying, these Democrats, they're actually going to hand us a victory, and I think we'll be okay, because the alternative is just so terrible.
Well, let's hope you're right, brother, but I know this, we're going to be rewarded if we're bold, and we're going to be punished rightfully if we're timid.
All right, Congressman Matt Gaetz, he's from the 1st District of Florida. We enjoyed having you on. We thank you for your battle. You're one of the good guys, and we appreciate it. Not everyone notices. We notice, and we'll try and spread the word. Thank you, Matt. Be good. God bless. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio.
Being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout. For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Unlimited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Unlimited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, Warnow, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. If you want to contact me, a couple things I can tell you about. My website, root4america.com, R-O-O-T, 4-F-O-R, America.com. And my Gmail account for emailing me, I answer every one of them personally, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you want to email Newsmax, let them know what you think about the show. It's war@newsmax.com. All right, another article before I get to calls, and by the way, the call-in number is 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. We can take more calls. Department of Homeland Security has revealed so-called sanctuary states shielded dozens of alleged MS-13 gang members from deportation during an eight-month period between 2016 and 2017. The findings were provided to the Senate Judicial Committee by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the federal agency responsible for deporting undocumented immigrants. And no surprise here, according to ICE, two-thirds of the suspected gang members that ICE wanted to deport were released in California. So my question is, how many people died as a result of liberal policies? The media never tells you about liberals killing people. They'll tell you if one person dies somewhere in America and they claim it's because of high health care costs before Obamacare. We heard about that in the early 2000s and the late 2000s and things like that. But never does the liberal mainstream media tell you when the policies of liberals kill good Americans. How many of these MS-13 gang members were released and went out and murdered good, law-abiding, wonderful Americans, good children? That's what I'd like to know. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Renee in Vegas on line two. Renee, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. You want to talk about Rod Rosenstein's wife. What's on your mind, Renee?
You gave it away. I was going to leave it to Leanne. Yeah, she's a high-powered attorney in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
She specializes in opposing the Freedom of Information Act request on behalf of the deep state. She was a protege of both Comey and Mueller, and she's represented in the past Bill, Hillary, Obama, Comey, and Mueller.
It's such an incestuous
pool. That's unbelievable.
What a conspiracy. What an incestuous pool. I saw an article today that talked about the careers of Comey, Mueller, and Rosenstein, just those three. At every single stop in life, they were there to protect the Clintons at different government agencies. It's amazing. And nobody's put these people in jail, but it might change soon. We'll see soon. The whole key is look who enabled it all. Jeff Sessions. That's who enabled it all. And so you just wonder what this guy's problem is. I believe he's compromised. I believe he's blackmailed. Thank you, Renee. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Renee brings us great information from Las Vegas. She's always done it on my local show. Great lady. I've had a chance to meet her. I love my local Vegas fans. Let's take Bob from Oregon on line one. Bob wants to talk about two fallen officers today in Florida. Yes, I saw Trump sent out a tweet. Two police officers killed today in Florida. Tell me the circumstances, because all this happened while I was on the air, Bob.
No problem.
Bob, you're Wayne? On the air, so let us know.
Yeah, Wayne, this is Bob. Bob. I want to ask you a question about Philadelphia. You think that CEO in Philadelphia for Starbucks, he's weak, ain't he?
Well, look, I stayed away from that issue because I wasn't there, and I don't know what those guys did. I don't know if this is the case of a bunch of employees of Starbucks who were scared to death of black people just because they were black and treated them unfairly and treated them wrongly. See, I grew up in an all-black neighborhood, and all my buddies were blacks. I have no issues with African-Americans. So I don't know how they treated them or whether this was an issue of two black Americans whose goal in life was to get rich by 20. And pushing Starbucks employees till they forced them to call the police, and now they're going to sue for $10 million. I wasn't there, and I don't know which side is right, so I want to kind of stay away from that one. But you did mention he dropped off the line. I don't know why, but he mentioned two fallen officers today. I know two cops were killed in Florida today, and I don't know the circumstances because it happened right while I was on the air, and I never saw the actual situation they were in. But either way, I'm a big police fan, and I know the boys in blue are the thin blue line. They're the only thing protecting us from all the bad people out there. So I send our prayers to their families. Terrible thing. And every time a cop gets shot, I know, I shed a tear, and it's just a terrible thing. Let's take line three. Angela in North Carolina wants to talk about sanctuary cities. Hi, Angela. How are you? Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. What's on your mind?
Well, I was on my mind, I was already questioning that before, as far as the rule of law goes with our policies versus the accountability in the laws, that they don't meet the burden of the different branches. They contradict each other.
Yeah. Well, you're referring to sanctuary cities and the fact that state governments are disobeying the United States Constitution and the federal government and ICE, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. The point is the fact that as far as the rule of law, that was illustrated when Trump came into office, before he came into office, as far as the nomination that Obama was given for the Supreme Court selection.
So your point is, I'm trying to get your point. You're against sanctuary cities.
My
you think
point
it's wrong.
Is the fact that all of our policies contradict one another. ICE can't do what they need to do because of the rule of law or policy.
Well, ICE certainly has every right to arrest and deport those who are here illegally, and anybody who stops them, in my opinion, should be arrested. I think the problem is we have not arrested mayors and council people and supervisors who stand in the way and protect illegals. I think it's outrageous. They're breaking the law, and as soon as you put a few of them in prison for a couple of days to cool their heels, you'll see a change in attitude very quickly. And the problem is Jeff Sessions is too weak to do it. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're going to say goodnight for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow to end up the week here at Newsmax TV and USA Radio. All the cops out there, be careful, be safe. We're praying for you. And we'll see all of you tomorrow. God bless.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.